Mrs. Ketchell-Kirkham with looking up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. It was 60 years ago, on the 12th of April, that Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space and orbited the Earth. Each year on Yuri's night, there are public events to mark this major milestone, and this year there was the Breakthrough Initiative Conference, whose theme was the Alpha Centauri system, a beckoning neighbour, where some of the speakers came from SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. The Alpha Centauri system sounds like something from a work of science fiction, but actually it's the other way around. The facts of science often sound strange and otherworldly. Alpha is simply the designation given for the brightest star in a constellation, and in this case the constellation of Centaurus, very prominent from this latitude. It's called a system because in common with many stars we can see, it's in fact more than one star. It's actually three, and one of them, Proxima Centauri, happens to be the closest to Earth at a mere 4.2 light years. It gets more exciting. Planets have been detected around this trinary system, and scientists are busy investigating whether or not we can make out any unnatural signals emanating from this area. Don't hold your breath. Before you get overexcited about this being the closest system to Earth, the two Voyager craft, which were launched in 1977, about 43, 44 years ago, are a mere 21 and 17 light hours away from us. Not even one light day. If the Voyagers were to travel to Proxima Centauri at their current rate of 17.3 kilometers per second, it would take 73,000 years to get there. Of course, spacecraft can now travel at a faster speed than the Voyagers, but still, you get the picture. There's a lot of space between Earth and the nearest star. Back to the planets. Proxima Centauri has two planets, Proxima b, an Earth-sized exoplanet in the habitable zone discovered in 2016, and Proxima c, a super-Earth which is possibly surrounded by a huge ring system discovered in 2019. The Alpha Centauri A star, which is the biggest star in the trinary system, may have a Neptune-sized habitable zone planet, but this could be an artifact of the discovery mechanism. Alpha Centauri B has no known planets, but the nearest star, Proxima, has an Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone. How about that? No wonder SETI is interested in it. Studies have shown that this system is similar in age or slightly older than our Sun. So if life had begun in the same way as on Earth, then it could, in our wildest imaginations, be at a similar state to us in our development. That is, using up all its natural resources, killing diversity, obliterating ecosystems at a terrific rate and plagued by a pandemic. But before I start sounding too much like Fan Music Radio's show Being Green, back to the astronomy. Are there signals coming from this area in space that are not natural in origin, and how would we know? It is unlikely that any signal would be unnatural, and it's also likely that anything that shows up will be an artifact of the instrumentation or nearby radio frequency interference or something going on in our nearby space which is interfering with observations. Recently, scientists using NASA's Hubble Space Telescope have found evidence that a planet orbiting a distant star, this is not the Proxima Centauri story here, but a very different one, might have lost its atmosphere but gained a second one through volcanic activity. And this planet, called GJ1132b, is hypothesized to have begun as a gaseous world with a thick hydrogen blanket of atmosphere. Starting out at several times the diameter of Earth, this so-called sub-Neptune is believed to have quickly lost its primordial hydrogen and helium atmosphere due to the intense radiation of the hot young star it orbits. In a short period of time, the atmosphere was stripped down to a bare core of about the size of Earth, and observations now show that its atmosphere has been replenished. Both observations and computer modelling predicted that this could indeed have happened, so we're getting better and better with our instruments and modelling at seeing what's going on around other worlds. We can really now start to detect atmospheres around other planets, and maybe even signals coming from them, who knows? It's only 60 years since Yuri Gagarin first orbited this planet. What will the next 60 years of technological advances and space exploration bring? For now, this is Ketchell-Kirkham wishing us clear skies.